Hi everyone, it's Jen from Mind's Eye, and this is basically take three of trying to make the topic of gold and goalposts and getting out and getting it done as a stay-at-home mom and also homeschooling mom and military wife. You just can't get anything done. I swear everyone speaks through you. And everything, and they just couldn't understand why by the end of how I was as a visiting nurse, where it was just too much. I just don't understand why. You were perfect, right? It's not really a nursing shortage, it's a nursing exodus. Yes, we have plenty of nurses in the United States, but why did they walk out? It really was caseload. It really was a caseload. It really was at their boiling point. It really was antics of the floor of the community to where it was impedance on health, welfare, and safety of us because we can't carry mace or pepper spray or anything of that. So basically, what happens is you just can't even do anything for the rest of the day. So when we sit here and we actually talk it out and hash it out, it is, yeah, my kids are unschooling. As someone who worked in the community and knows what can actually happen. That you can't even understand why I have to pause so much. It's election day. That's basically it. Everyone's out. Everyone is out. If you worked out in the field long enough, everyone is out, which means all energies, everyone is talking more ways than one that you can communicate. And you're going to have so many interrupts and disrupts that you have to stay in your lane. And staying in your lane means this, that you can't even do it enough. So, yes, my kids are not up yet. They are older. They'll eat breakfast, but they do. As even as part as unschooling, they do it. They do school on their own terms, in their own way, on their own pace, on a get it out. So if they argue, it is part of lessons in school. Technically, it's psychology and behavioral studies. That's all you need to know. I'm not studying them. I already know my kids, but I digress. But basically, when it actually comes down to coming out and making this known, you can't even do anything. You can't even do anything. So when you say that, you can't even do it at all. In reality, I actually sit at home. And I am productive, and that many veterans and law enforcement are actually a form of what they call formidable source, which means somebody has done them in. And when they do them in after illegal substances, they injure them to the point where they're just like crazy. So what I have to do, because that was part of my expertise, is telling them how to settle down, how to settle in. It's the same with kids. So unschooling means I'm getting things out of them that they've picked up that I don't want in them and becoming and creating a habit after injury. Whatever you call your injury. And then Learning how to mentally and emotionally and physically recover. Exactly what I'm doing. So you're going to hear interrupts with the podcasts. And then you're going to hear some interceptions with this whole everything. So where you're going to hear me snap my fingers and I'm aligning them and attuning them and making their eyes straight forward again. And that is magician work. So that is exactly what I had to do a little bit today in a few areas so they can actually keep everyone safe. They're clean, they're sober, they're just not in the right mindset. No, they're in the right mindset. They just can hear you everywhere. That's all you need to know. So, while I'm trying to make the goalpost and the gold post, what is the gold? What is Nasara Jasara? What is all of it? It basically is a lifestyle. It is the banking system. It is everything all in one, more ways than you can think, than you can discretize. Good job. Good job. So, when you sit here, what do? So, basically, what I do is this. I sit with those who are having a bad day with law enforcement, whether they're male or female. I sit with my kids and I sit with my parents because they went through it at Camp Lejeune. Even though I have a Cockney accent, yes. I am someone who actually, it was written that I would always come back to who I was, and that was part of the affiliates. So, as a little kid, I was last in England in another life. I will always speak Cockney. I cannot get that out of me. Lies. So, basically, they called me out. All you need to know is that. It went so deep that you can't even believe you're speaking your soul voice. I'm speaking my soul voice. It is Cockney. Apparently, I'm from England in my first ever life existence. But that is how it actually starts, usually. Literally, my son's chiming in, like, what am I supposed to do with politics when it comes to me playing law enforcement in my video games? You have to look. For the gift and be a bay. Yep, practice your clearing. So then he'll boil it down to mathematics. And that is how we homeschool here in the Peck house. And then he'll check in with dad and try to get a number in his own way. It was learning to get a handle on the family lifestyle. It was learning to get a handle on what was pertinent in the house and then what was rampant. It took months, months. That's why it's not common, but uncommon, as you can see. I had a few people chime in. But basically, all you know, it's common to unschool someone for 6 months and let them be at rest. And then it's uncommon to let it run this long. No, there's no time frame on when you settle. More ways of the term. That's all you need to know. So, with that being said, healthcare. Technically, what I do when I do, my clearing and my cleansing and my smudging and my aura cleanses and any of like I do moon rituals with people. It means I'm in a way still healthcare because I still have my LPN license that I can go do private duty. At this time, it's just not in the best interest nor in my schedule as far as taking care of my family to be like working for a nursing home or back into home care again. But when I am, believe it or not, the area that I live in is Appalachian rooted and planted. So when I do that, I have to say it's a little witchy out here. So I got to know my craft. I got to know a little. Yeah. So when I actually burn incense on specific days, it's probably because curse night to keep it at bay. Welcome to cultural. Welcome to heritage. So, what do my kids learn? They learn physics, they learn mathematics, they learn intuition, they learn a little bit of everything in the house as they observe throughout the day. What they see today is that mom is busy with own, and that the number three and the number eight are really hard today on her on getting out. Yes, they're really hard. They really want to get out. But not everyone is on the same page with us. It hit us so hard. It was myself, and it was three other psychics and another friend of mine that when we were working, it hit us so hard what happened. We couldn't even believe it. So people who are like this, they're so quick. They're so quick. So I was the first one to clear. I was the first one to get better and not be infected. Yes, like cold or flu or like pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, to where I couldn't even understand it at all. So when we do this, you have to say something is a mess. So basically, what I'm doing is a little here, a little there. Is this the goalpost? Is this the goalpost? I don't know. Maybe if it helps another family member right now, I think so. So when I'm sitting here with the girls, because they're trying to rest, they'll introduce themselves when it's time that they just can't even understand. So here's Stephanie. So basically, our goalpost was everything that we got done and couldn't get done. But then it went to remnant and remnant B. And then it went to how did we sting you, Jennifer Peck? It basically was an obscurity of a bad lead that there was a bad batch of marijuana and narcotics factory out here. And these drug addicts started doing ends on us, and we turned on each other. So basically, I had seen it, and right in the middle of it, I had to get these ladies out of the public and report in to law enforcement. It was hard to get to this point. So all is forgiven because when we sit here and we're comfortable talking, maybe actually acting was probably the field that we should have gone into. Because why is Keanu Reeves coming through? They're highly psychic, they're highly intuitive, instinctive ladies that you just can't understand. Law enforcement's got their hand full with us. We're recovering more ways than one. And that's all you need to know. Yeah, and the kids are recovering too. You just can't make this up. Yeah. No, not at all. So this is Carrie speaking through, and I swear to God, I am not bipolar. Anyone who's done this before, I'm not multiple personality, but in reality, we sit here and we say, yeah, we can't even get it done on a daily, and they take the computers away. And yeah, we realize this is her podcast that she put out. It's actually a lot of things going on here. But in reality, you couldn't even understand how well it flows through that we here in Connecticut, it was so hard to get a handle in certain areas that we had to say, was that appropriate DOD to take away their computers out here in Connecticut? I mean, the flood, they had no computers. You don't need computers. You're working on a helicopter. But we got other things to manage. We need our computers. Yeah, we really do. But when we sit here and we actually do own OAN and OIN to OWN, it means we sit in a formidable review source stance where we can't stop talking. But most of the time, people can keep it contained. That's why they're quiet. I'm the one that's usually the most outspoken without speaking to my other friends out here on what had happened to us about 3 years ago. And when we say that, we have to say, you know, usually that's a assault. It usually is assault. But for other people, like, no, that's just, you know, part of war. And here we are. So, you know, we're going to help Carrie get it out a little bit. But basically, all you need to know is that war is a formidable review and you just can't even get it done whatsoever. And that is my day. That is why I pace myself certain times of the day. That is why I make videos like three or four, because I know I'm psychic. I know I'm this, but I don't have to do magician work anymore. Everything was set in a court with law enforcement to catch something. Did you guys know that? That the magicians that caught Bonnie and Clyde, they're still working out their set in magic. Those guys were phenomenal back then trying to catch Bonnie and Clyde. And that's all you need to know. That so that's basically my podcast for today. I got it out as best as I could. My devil's advocate challenge was basically get five women in here and how we could do this together. Because it went to, I need to retire, and it went to, I need to get a handle. And why do I need to make a public statement about the families? Well, it was a rip. You got to get it done. And that's all you need to know. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.